All right, well, now let's get to today's ruling from the Supreme Court. It is being called the most important campaign finance ruling since the Citizens United case 4 years ago. The ruling, 5-4 today, to strike down limits on the total amount of money that donors can give to candidates, political action committees, and political parties. The court left in place the limit on individual contributions to candidates for president and Congress. Republican activist Sean McCutcheon of Hoover, Alabama, had challenged the overall limits when he tried to give the symbolically significant amount of $1,776 to more candidates than the overall cap allowed. His lawyer, Dan Backer, said free speech is the right of all Americans and not a revocable grant from the government of the day. Let's get reaction now from Fred Wertheimer. He's president of the campaign finance watchdog group Democracy 21. Fred, what do you think of this decision?
Well, my reaction is that this is another disastrous campaign finance decision by the Supreme Court, which seems to be on a path to destroy the nation's campaign finance laws, which were enacted by Congress and signed into law by presidents to prevent corruption and to protect the integrity of our political system.
Why is this such a big deal? Because it does not remove the cap on the amount of money you can give to individual candidates or campaigns. This is just about the aggregate amount, right?
That's correct. But in the reality of American politics, by removing those aggregate limits, it means that a federal office holder can solicit and an individual donor can contribute contributions of more than $1 million or $2 million or $3 million per donor to what are called joint fundraising committees. These committees either distribute it to various party committees or to a party or various candidates, but that relationship between a president, a House speaker, a Senate majority leader soliciting a $1 million contribution from an influence-seeking donor creates a corrupting nexus that the Supreme Court for 40 years has recognized is a huge problem and therefore has upheld these limits. The aggregate total limits were upheld by the Supreme Court in 1976. They were part of the system to eliminate the legalized bribery system we had in the Watergate period. Now with this decision, the court has really returned us to a system of legalized bribery through the ability to ask for and receive $1 million contributions. Now the other thing to realize here is when you take the court's previous decision in Citizens United, which paved the way for super PACs, and the court's decision today, the Supreme Court has turned our representative system of government into a sandbox for America's billionaires and millionaires to play in. We have seen Sheldon Adelson and his spouse put up more than $90 million from one couple in the last election. We have donors on the Democratic side talking about putting up $50 million. We have the Koch brothers who are pouring untold millions of dollars into the elections. We have created, the court has created, a new class of American political oligarchs.
And President Obama has said that these limits that we're talking about today were needed to fight corruption, although Chief Justice Roberts says that they would do little, if anything, to address that concern and would seriously restrict participation in the democratic process. This is an argument that you have heard before. How do you respond to it?
It's an argument that the Supreme Court has rejected for 40 years until we got Chief Justice Roberts. It's interesting that Chief Justice Roberts seems to believe that he is and his four colleagues seem to believe that they have far more expertise in what constitutes corruption than the Congresses for decades have had, that presidents have had, and that the previous Supreme Courts have had. I mean, the majority on the Supreme Court is functioning as a super legislature, not a legislative body.
Well, what would you like the legislative body, the Congress, to do about this? Is there anything that they can do at this point if they disagree with this decision?
I think, as everyone knows, this Congress is polarized and gridlocked over everything. So you can't expect that we're going to get a legislative remedy for this anytime soon. I mean, the court in this decision talks about how important disclosure is, and that's the solution to our problems. And yet, we have gaping loopholes in our disclosure laws that have allowed more than $300 million in secret money to be poured into the 2012 elections, and Republicans in Congress have blocked any effort to even fix the disclosure laws. The Supreme Court relies on the illusion of effective disclosure laws to impose its legislative judgment on what is corrupting. I mean, this court is headed, is on a path. It's out to destroy the campaign finance laws by claiming they do not prevent corruption and the appearance of corruption, when it is as clear as it can be, and it's been clear since the 1970s, that that's precisely what these laws do prevent.
Fred Wertheimer, president of the campaign finance watchdog group Democracy 21, talking to us about today's Supreme Court decision. Fred Wertheimer, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.